I'm Laura Winters. We have breaking news at this hour. The Wall Street Journal reporting the first group of hostages being held by Hamas for the past 7 weeks in Gaza have been released and are on the move en route back to Israel. This is a group of 13 women and children, we are told. Senior advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Mark Regev, in an interview on CNN, saying Israel will not be commenting on the identities of this group until they are safely on Israeli soil. The hostages will be taken to area hospitals for physical and psychological treatment. A total of 50 hostages expected to be released over the next 4 days during this ceasefire. 190 hostages still left behind in Gaza. Members of the Red Cross expected to be able to enter Gaza and check on the hostages, but it's unclear if this will actually happen. Regev saying there's the possibility that for every day there's a ceasefire, another 10 hostages per day could be released. This deal, brokered by politicians in Qatar, 90 aid trucks so far have entered Gaza at the Rafah crossing today with food, water, and other medical supplies. Also, as a part of this agreement, 150 Palestinian prisoners will be released from Israeli jails.
And we said, what? What about Thanksgiving?
It's been a very rough Thanksgiving for folks in Kentucky who live in the vicinity where a train derailed and there was a chemical fire.
Well, I mean, it's scary. It's unpredictable. We don't know how long we're going to be here, what's going to happen. Our homes are empty. It's holidays. It just makes you want to cry.
Now, authorities in the Rockcastle County, Kentucky area claim there's no hazard now to people living there, and the evacuation order has been lifted, the cause of the derailment under investigation. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
To politics now, there's a push online for a third-party presidential ticket, USA's John Schaefer reports.
There is an online petition urging Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Joe Manchin of West Virginia to form a bipartisan presidential ticket. The Draft Romney-Manchin Committee initiated the petition, emphasizing the need for leaders who can bridge political extremes. The objective is to encourage the No Labels Convention in Dallas to nominate Romney for president and Manchin for vice president. I'm John Schaefer.
If you're wondering how the first family spent Thanksgiving, well, the Biden family, including President Joe Biden, taking a swim in the very cold Atlantic Ocean off Nantucket. They call it their annual Biden family polar bear plunge. Actually, the entire island holding an annual turkey plunge. The president, his wife, their children, and grandchildren all posing on the beach wrapped in plush towels. The ocean was a brisk 50 degrees. To the box office now, it turns out folks aren't showing up in huge numbers this Thanksgiving. Disney's new movie Wish, bringing in just over $8 million and is expected to make about $37 million over the holiday weekend. It's not much compared to its $200 million budget. Ridley Scott's historical drama Napoleon isn't doing too well either. The film stars Joaquin Phoenix and also cost about $200 million to make, but so far it's only earned around $7 million. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.